Welcome to the HS Innkeepers Podcast. We're glad you found your way here.
And welcome to the Innkeepers Podcast. We are a podcast for innkeepers covering Hearthstone's fireside gatherings. With insight and information, we hope all of our fellow innkeepers find useful. I'm Avantes from Knoxville, Tennessee.
I'm Root from Orlando, Florida.
And I'm Hilary from Halifax in Canada.
Coming up in episode number 28 of the Innkeepers Podcast, we of course have our news, our shares, and our spotlights for you. Yeah, we're going to cover how to keep your tavern happy and healthy, and we are going to reveal the winner of the video reveal competition we held last week, so stay tuned for that.
Of course, and don't forget, for all of your Hearthstone Innkeeper needs, check out hsinnkeepers.com. It is a great resource, lots of Innkeeper-submitted documents and support things for you and your firesides on there, and make sure to go to firesidegatherings.com as well.
That's right. So, before we jump into the news, I want to officially say on the podcast, congratulations to Hilary on winning her week one matchup in the UHL.
Congrats,
Thank you. It was so much fun. Yeah, I'm just glad I didn't lose the first match.
She came back from a one game down deficit to win the next three, to take the series 3-1. It was very well played.
Thank you. Thanks for being in chat. It was nice to have you there.
Always.
So, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
As I said pre-show, I'll always be there up until you play Versailles.
Yeah.
And then I'm just turning it off and covering my eyes and hoping for the best. It's like, how can they both win?
Yeah. Well, hopefully that doesn't happen.
Mash up declared a draw.
Yeah. So, all right. We don't really have any innkeeper news this week. So, just going to talk about a couple of reminders. We talked about this last week. We wanted to make sure you guys remember that Season 2 Tavern Hero qualifiers are beginning shortly. May the 6th through June the 17th will be Season 2 Tavern Hero qualifier time. So if you are going to apply to host a Tavern Hero qualifier, you must do so at least 10 days in advance. So that means the first day to apply, if you want to host an event on May 6th, you need to have it in by April the 26th. So don't forget, guys, it's very important that if you're hosting Tavern Hero qualifiers, that you have those dates locked down. Also, we have a new Fireside Brawl for the month of April, if you guys have not checked it out yet. It is take your current or most recent dungeon run deck and duel a fellow patron to see who is the top dungeon delver.
Is it a fellow patron or is it the innkeeper?
Fellow patron.
Is the fellow patron good? I was worried about that. I was worried that I had to like battle everybody in my inn. I'm like, I really don't want to do this.
Yeah. And it's funny. I didn't realize until recently, but the borrowed deck feature, like, you don't have to be at a fireside, you can actually do it just online with friends. I was like, oh wow, that's pretty cool. So again, that's for firesides as well, you can use that borrowed deck feature.
So All right, that pretty much covers all of our news and reminders. Hilary, why don't you tell us about the top share of the week?
Well, on the note of our highlight for today's show, and definitely last week was my favorite show to date because of this, the amazing videos of hype videos for Witchwood that we had Innkeepers submit last week. Some of those games that were mentioned in those videos submitted by Innkeepers have actually been added to hsinnkeepers.com by none other than Innkeeper Bytes. So head on over to hsinnkeepers.com and source this fresh content for your firesides. It's going to make them really fun. Plays super, super well into the Witchwood expansion. So thank you, Bytes, for that. That's definitely a top share of the week.
Yeah, that's a website you should be checking often as an innkeeper, the hsinnkeepers.com. That should be a regular stop for you. We had a situation in our, not a situation, we had something come up in our tavern where somebody had this great idea, and I was like, you know what? I think somebody's already done that, and Scott's got it on HS Innkeepers, and sure enough, he did. So always check that website. So we have our new innkeeper spotlight. We have another Canadian. I think Aliri is doing something in Canada, and we're getting all these wild, fresh, new innkeepers.
They're
from
taking over.
They are. I think the ratio is kind of higher than anywhere right now, so must be doing something right there. Yes, I know. She's like highlighting the other two people. Like, there's more people, but our main spotlight here is none other than Anthony G. Truro from Nova Scotia, Canada. He says, hey, all, I've never actually been to or ran a fireside before. I've been playing Hearthstone for about 3 years, and I'm from a small town where it's harder to find people that share the same interest because nothing really goes on here for people to get involved in. Sad face. I played for about 2 years before I even knew a community for Hearthstone existed in Nova Scotia when I discovered, I guess it's Halifax, HFX Hearthstone. After a short while of joining the community, I had new people to play with and to chat with, and I had and made some great friendships in a short period of time. So I wanted to put on events in my town to bring people out that probably, like him, didn't know a community locally existed or about events like Firesides. Says, I just love the game and being part of a community that really helps, so I'd like to try and grow ours. Smiley. Other than that, he gives his age and what he does. And he says he probably likes pizza just a little too much. So get to know Anthony in the Discord server.
Welcome and well met.
Well met. Welcome. And more importantly, is pineapple a pizza topping or not?
Yes.
No, yes.
No debate. Yes.
Hawaiian. Okay.
All right. I'm just asking. I mean, it's, you know, that's a, you know, do you put salt on your watermelon?
Yes.
I might now.
It's actually
but
delicious.
I'm from the South, so of course I put salt on my watermelon.
Well,
do you know how you know that you've crossed into the North is when you ask for tea and they ask you if you like that sweet or unsweet. That's when you know you're in Northern state. You're like, unsweet tea, who does that?
So. You know you're in the States when you talk about tea like we unsweet up here. We just say double-double, please, because we mean hot.
Double means hot?
Well, it's like a hot, like an actual tea, like hot tea.
Okay.
You know, or like a double-double, like two and two.
Interesting.
Timmy's. It's a Timmy's phrase, like a double-double, but you can use it for
we
tea.
Should compare notes later.
Yeah. We'll have a whole podcast about international teas.
Yeah. Teas for your tavern. Yes.
Way to bring it back.
And to bring it back again to new innkeepers, we do have a couple of other new joins this week. We have Jay Dizzle from California, USA. And our other new join of the week, there was a little bit of buzz in the server. The one and only Trollden has officially joined the Discord Innkeeper server. He is the Russia CIS community manager for Blizzard. So he is there within that sort of role, but I will just kind of reinstate that this is not a Blizzard official Discord server. They're there kind of to make access to us a little bit easier, but it's not an official channel to communicate with any of the community managers on superficial business. Do make sure you're using the email addresses, firesidegatherings@blizzard.com. But he is there. You know, if you are in the Russia region and you want to join us and say hi, you know, it might be worth just sending him a friendly emote in the server. Lots of people excited for that one. I have to say, there's lots of Marspad may have been fangirling a little bit, but
whoa, he fanboys.
I've seen it live. I don't know. No, I love okay. Marspad, though. Marspad is like my favorite.
I'm not gonna lie. I fanboyed a little bit, but not in not on server. Like, I was messaging people like, oh my God, you'll never believe it.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's great to have him there. It's great to have the community managers there in general. So for all of the CMs, if you're listening, you know, thank you for being in there and being available to us should we need you. And welcome to all the new innkeepers.
Welcome.
All right.
So that's going to bring us over to our main topic, where we're going to talk about keeping your Hearthstone Tavern healthy and happy. We've all gone through all the steps in establishing our taverns. We put the time and effort into making sure that what we're providing is the best experience we can for both Blizzard and our patrons as they play Hearthstone. But we need to look at what we can do to make sure our tavern actually stays both healthy and happy. So one of the things we can do is we have to look at how we can provide value to our patrons. So having a Facebook group is one way to do it, to provide that level of communication that they can talk to you, you can talk to them, they can talk to each other. But you want to post relevant information to that Facebook group. You don't just want it to be a place where people chat. You can find a lot of stuff on our Discord server that people post news about, or articles or insights or information or something that breaking news. A lot of people post that stuff directly to our Discord server. You can grab that, post it up in there. We have stuff like monthly ranked card backs. We've got Blizzard picks that get put up there. So there's a lot of stuff that happens in the Discord server that you can then relay to your community. A lot of great information about changes, new changes in the game, how things work. You can get your questions answered, and you can also get a lot of your answers questioned, and then take that information back to your community.
And just real quick, Dummy, if you are the dummy I think you are, it's another Canadian innkeeper, actually. He says, and you got to share those dank memes. Now, we have a meme channel in the Discord server, and there are some peak memes sometimes, but like the Hearthstone community in general, like look at the cards we have, it's a bit memey sometimes. And you know, I wouldn't say like swarm a community group with that stuff, but definitely if it's fun, if it's playful, if it's like kind of tapping into a general frustration people are having with a card and it's fun, you know, people like that stuff. It's good to kind of bring the fun into it with some memes every once in a while. So you're right, memes can be good.
Memes are always good. So I also recommend watching other Hearthstone streams, listen to other Hearthstone podcasts, learn about what's going on. You can check out the Daring Reporter. That's going to give you an up-to-date list of all the available Hearthstone-related podcasts. And, of course, there's a little show called Hero Power right here on Twitch on Wednesday nights that you may want to check out, too.
Yeah, definitely.
Thanks for the plug, by the way.
Oh, yeah. No problem. Who put that in there? Because I'm just reading the show notes. So.
Yeah.
Not me.
Oh, my.
So another thing you want to do is be available to your patrons. So anybody that comes to your tavern, you want to make sure that they have a way to get a hold of you and or your team. Discord is a phenomenal way to do that. Most people understand what Discord is. They understand how to get into it and how to chat with you. If they don't like it, give them a Twitter avenue as well. If they don't like Twitter, give them a Facebook group. Use that Facebook chat app that's in there. Or anything else that you may want to do. There's plenty of other things out there for people to get a hold of you with. You may want to go as far as to give some of your patrons a way to, you know, maybe your phone number. Some of those upper echelon ones that are in your group, we'll talk about those in a minute. But you want to be able to communicate with your patrons. Give them a way to contact you and be available to them. On that same note, you'll also want to be responsive. So if they get a hold of you or try to get a hold of you, respond. If they send you a note in Discord, respond to that. I'll use myself as a poor example here. One of my patrons, actually one of my admins, contacted me, and he used three different ways. I had like an email, a Twitter, and a Discord. And Facebook. So it was like four. I was like, okay, I get it. Let's go with one. And I felt really bad because I couldn't see the timestamps. I don't know if he was like trying 1, 2, 3, 4, if he just blasted them all at the same time. But he got a hold of me. We'll put it that way. He had many avenues, and he got a hold of me. So it was awesome. Make sure that somebody asks you a question. Answer the question. If you don't know the answer to the question off the top of your head, let them know that. Say, hey, I don't know. I will find out for you. Give me a couple minutes or an hour. Or, hey, I'm busy at work right now. I'll get back to you at the end of the day. That's cool. That's understandable. But make sure that you acknowledge the fact that they had that question.
Yep, definitely. And one of the things that Bites has actually just mentioned in chat, he says, lots of people want to be involved. If someone volunteers to help, always accept the offer and see what you can pass along. And one of the things, like, that is really so true. One of the things I found quite often is that people will want to help and they don't know how. They're really not sure. They know they want to contribute and be a part of it, but they don't have a lot of experience outside of just playing the game, so they might not know how. So it's a really good idea to try and think up, like, kind of start trying to build a little team of, you know, a bunch of volunteers that way you're also from event to event, not necessarily relying on the same, like, two people to run it, because life happens, people can get sick, people are delayed, and just having an extra resource for you as an innkeeper of volunteers is great. But then you are also involving the community itself, and if you have different roles, like having one person kind of, like, empower them to have a bit of responsibility, maybe running one of the side events, maybe they're really into deck building, well, hey, do you want to come up with a deck building challenge and I can help you run it at the next fireside, and then that can lead into them being able to just manage and take that on themselves. You know, definitely work to bring on volunteers and empower them to make the community better and your events, you know, have more to offer as you go along your journey as a little innkeeper.
Yeah, and along those same lines, and this is, I'll be honest, this is something I struggle with occasionally, because, like, I just feel like, you know, I want my patrons to be there to have a good time, and so, like, I'll try to do as much as possible and maybe sometimes overwhelm myself, but I have been known on occasion to recruit someone, you know, who is willing to assist, and then I'll set aside a little something and reward them at the end of the night for helping to assist. You know, give them a little small something as a thank you for you know, assisting that night. So, you know, just if you take care of your patrons, they'll usually take care of you.
Yeah.
So along those lines, it's also important to be predictable. And basically, you know, you want to try to host regularly scheduled events and try your best to establish a pattern. Like, I make sure my guys know that, you know, between my two podcasts and my real life job and my family, I really can only schedule an event once a month, maybe once every other month sometimes, depending on the time of the year. And so as long as they know that, and again, you have good, as we talked about, you have good communication with your patrons and you let them know, then, you know, that helps. But having a regular schedule that they can count on is really big to this whole thing. So
yeah, definitely. And tying into what you just said, Avantes, another point we want to make is about being open and honest with your patrons. You know, do you need some extra cash to get some new swag? Like, ask for it. A lot of our innkeepers have donation boxes at firesides, but even if it within the community, within your group, if, you know, an event is coming up and you want to do something special and you want to try and crowdsource some of those funds for it, people are generous. People do want to feel like they're contributing towards a community, rather, because it is a form of, I don't want to say charity in a bad way, but, you know, it's like, I don't think any innkeeper is making money off of running firesides. So it's not, you know, people want to contribute to those kinds of community efforts. So, you know, if you're having a tough time, don't be afraid to ask for help. And if you need them to do something, like to bring extra friends, especially as we head into Tavern Hero qualifier season and you need to hit that 16 player minimum for it to count, you know, let them know those components that you need a bit of assistance with, and you'd be really surprised at how much people are willing to help and dedicate time to help you run this kind of stuff.
Yeah, and on that line, if you're doing an event that requires a minimum amount of people, like you're 16, and there happen to be other firesides in your area, coordinate with those innkeepers, because a lot of times if you were both, in essence, fighting for the same people to come to your event or their event, they can only go to one. So coordinate those events with them, that it helps out a lot. And then you can both actually promote each other's events and double your efforts there. So keep that in mind. Big thing here is don't keep any kind of secrets from your patrons. Now, take that with a grain of salt. We all love to surprise our patrons and do something cool and do something extra for them. Let them know that something like that is coming. Hey, guys, I cannot wait to show you what is happening at the next fireside. So you can build that up. You can build that mystery and that suspense up. But don't just kind of unleash it on them, because it might be something they're not prepared for. It might be something that they were not expecting. And they might have said, wow, if I'd known this, I would have, you know, like, say, for instance, you're going to get like a cool backdrop. And they're like, oh, guys, this is going to be this cool, this really cool photo opportunity. Wait till you see it. Someone might know to not wear a raggedy old T-shirt. You know, might dress up with some Hearthstone swag to come out there for that. So if there is something like that going on, let your patrons know. Also, if you're going to award a prize for something, let them know that too. Don't bring that on them at the end. And someone says, hey, how come I couldn't get a ticket for the cool Hearthstone pillow? He said, oh, well, that was for doing social media stuff. Well, if you don't tell anybody, you're not going to get it. So if you have a cool piece of swag that you want to associate with other functions, let them know. Hey, if you want to get in on this Hearthstone pillow, you need to tweet. You need to tag us. You need to check in on Facebook and let me see these things, and I'll give you a different raffle ticket or a different way to track that. Let them know that's available. Likewise, if you're not going to give them a prize to something and they expect you to give a prize to something, that's going to make them feel bad. So let them know, hey, there's nothing associated with this except my eternal gratitude. So could you please do X, Y, Z? Then they would do that. A lot of times we have to remind our patrons to pick up after themselves. And that's not something we're going to reward them for, obviously. So we just have to say, hey, pick up after yourselves. Nothing's involved with this. You're not going to, not going to win anything for picking up the most trash, but do pick up your trash for yourselves.
And let's see. Yeah, promote from within your patrons. We touched on this a little bit earlier, but there will be certain patrons that stand out that really do want to become involved and have a natural ability to help with these kinds of events. Get them involved, delegate tasks. There are skilled people within your immediate network, and then they may know people who, you might connect with one person at your fireside, and then they may see that you're posting about, hey, I need help with graphics, and they may have a friend who maybe like isn't super into Hearthstone, but like knows of it, is a great artist, and they want something to work on that is fun, and then you end up having, these awesome free graphics for your community, things like that. Like, you never know who you're going to be able to connect with, not only within your immediate patron circle, but within their social circles and work circles. So, take every opportunity you can to connect with people and let them know that there's opportunity to become involved, because it's really hard trying to do this by yourself. So.
You also never know who they know. So they may be connected with an entire other group who's been playing Hearthstone amongst themselves, and they just stumbled across your fireside, and let them know. And the only way you're going to know that is if you engage and talk with your patrons. So always engage with them.
Yeah. And also, always ask your patrons' opinions, because they're going to let you know what they enjoyed and what they didn't enjoy. And don't ever rest until your good is better and your better is best. Always look for ways to improve your tavern. Find out, say you ran some side events. Did they like those side events? Did they enjoy the possibility of winning a prize for sharing on social media? Engage, find out what they like. And do more of that. You're catering to them to get them to come back. And so that's, communication is key. So.
Yeah, we found out that our tavern really likes that. Is it Caboodle, the trivia game? I'm drawing a blank on it. Kahoot, thank you.
Kahoot. Yeah.
So, yeah, they really like Kahoot. So right now, every month, it's actually Freckleface, is creating these Kahoot trivia games, and people love it. We award a prize for that, for the person who gets the most points, and everybody can participate. It's real simple to set up, real simple to do, and people really like it. They have it's a great break between rounds. People look forward to it, and it's a lot of fun. It's a nice little stress release, and people get to have a little bit of fun doing that. So, and we found that out. The only reason I found that out is gauging reactions from the people and talking with them and go, man, I really like that trivia thing. That was really cool. So keep awesome. That in mind. Remember that keeping your tavern happy and healthy is an ongoing process. We covered a lot of stuff in this list, and it's something you continually have to do, and by far this list is not complete. You know your tavern better than anybody else. Always talk to your members, engage with your tavern, engage with your patrons, find out what they like, what they didn't like, and always look for ways to improve. We always have in the infrastructure world, probably other worlds too, we have what we call a postmortem. So after the project is done or after an event is done, we look back at that event and we go, what did we do good? What did we do bad? What can we do better? And we try to make it better the next time. We always look for ways to improve. If you are stuck on anything, you have the greatest resource any innkeeper could want right here at our Discord server. You have all the other innkeepers that have a passion and commitment to this from around the globe that are really ready and able to help you through anything. So just jump in, jump on the Discord server. Do not be afraid to ask your questions. Everybody's there to help just like you are.
It blows my mind every time I think about our Discord server. And you go in, you ask a question, and you're going to get answers from New Zealand. You're going to get answers from Germany. You're going to get answers from the Netherlands, South America. I mean, just such a diverse community. It just, like I said, it just blows my mind every time I think about it on such a grand scale.
I think one of my, I don't want to say favorite moment, because it wasn't, I guess, because of a good thing happening, but I forget when it was. It was last year, but it was when there was an update that came out with the Fireside Innkeeper kind of connections. Remember when all the Firesides, like, people were, I think it must have been Nemsy or something, but you wake up and I get notifications on my phone for Discord, and so
you start seeing them come in
really early from the Europeans being like, hey, there's this issue with, I'm trying to set up my Fireside and icon and there's this issue, does anyone know? And then as you see the worst, like, as the sun goes around the globe, you see everyone else waking up and logging on and being like, oh, well, I have an event today and I do. And then other people, you know, having the same issue. But by the time it got to when my event was coming up, I felt pretty informed on the issue because there had already been a huge group of innkeepers that were troubleshooting together on this. And at the time, it's really hard when that stuff happens for Blizzard to be able to, A, like, post a hot fix for us, or like they're not going to email every innkeeper. Like, that just isn't the protocol that they have to be like, and it's just hard because it's also like something that they're actively trying to fix. But it was something that at the time, even though I went to my Fireside and set it up, I knew that there were going to be issues. I had a concept of what it was going to be. I went as people were coming in and said, heads up, patrons, there are issues. It's a global problem. It's something that I'm in contact with the global innkeeper community about. If there is a fix that comes up, I'll know right away. We're going to give it a shot. We're going to go through with it. And it did end up working, but it was when all the people were spoofing in. So it was setting things off. But I think that was just one of my favorite moments where we were kind of self-sufficient in kind of tackling this big problem that affected so many of us. And it really made that kind of shared experience. There's so much value to it. So.
And it's not just technical stuff. Now, I remember Nimsy coming out, and when everything was falling apart, Nimsy Gidden, as Don Me said, I was, you know, you couldn't get a hold of Blizzard. Forget about that. Jumping on the Discord and seeing everybody else having the issue, it really makes you feel a lot more better. It just makes you feel better because a lot more better. That's good English. Because you know it's not you. You know it's not your routers. You know it's not your Wi-Fi. You know it's not anything to do with you, because if everybody's having a problem, that's actually a good thing, because you know it's not you. You're not isolated. You're part of something larger happening. And you can go, look, it's not us. It's the global things. You know, it's massive thing. And you'll get relevant information that comes out of the Discord server. A lot of people, well, not a lot of people, a handful of people on Discord server have some Blizzard contacts, and they can get some information sometimes and share it with us. And when that happens, it's not all the time, so don't go in there saying we're looking for it, but when it does happen, it's nice, because you can say, hey, look, we know we're, you know, parts of our groups are in contact with Blizzard, and we know what's going on, and they're working on a fix, and hey, they're about to reboot the servers, so everybody's going to go down here in a minute anyhow. So that was crazy, that whole NIMSY thing. Yeah. But it's not just Blizzard stuff. I ran into a problem during an event it was a Battlefy issue. And I'm like, I have no idea how to do what was being asked of me. I jumped on the server. Maticus had me an answer immediately, and I was able to continue on with what was going on. And if that wasn't there, then who knows? I mean, I was in a situation where I just didn't know what to do, and Maticus had to answer Johnny on the spot, or Maticus on the spot. And we were done and we're back and running. So keep that in mind. It is a valuable, valuable resource.
That's right. All right. Well, with all of that said,
I guess that means
before we wrap for the night, the moment you've all been waiting for. Who is the winner of our Witchwood Reveal Hop Contest?
Are we going to play the video?
I think we should.
Someone missed the pre-show meeting.
I didn't. I thought I was going
to go. Without further ado, the winner of the Witchwood Reveal Hop Contest is...
Call, call, motherfuckers! Witchwood is here, and you're not going to miss the Witchwood launch event down at my parents' basement run by the rabbit hole. We've got lots of great events planned for you. You want prizes? We got prizes. You want Drunkstone? We got Drunkstone. You want werewolves? We got werewolves.
That's right, bitches!
It doesn't matter if you're a beast or a demon, odd or even. You're going to rush down to my parents' basement at 2 p.m. on April 22nd, and we guarantee that you're going to have a howling good time. Oops, that one has echo.
Congratulations to Bunny from the rabbit hole in Atlanta, Georgia, on winning our hype contest.
Bunny, I will message you your code on Discord here in just a few moments. I do need to point something out, though. Did anybody pick up on the name of her venue?
Yeah. It almost got flagged with Blizzard.
They almost did. If they hadn't recognized the innkeeper's name, the name of her venue is My Parents' Basement.
Yes.
And you know how many fake firesides have given up that are getting banned where it actually is in their parents' basement? Yeah. And so if they hadn't known it was her... Because she's an active innkeeper in the Discord server. If they didn't know, they would have banned it. Would have flagged it. So that's another positive for being involved in your community right there.
Yes.
So congratulations to Bunny.
Congrats.
And on that note, we have kind of been talking, and there may be some more contests coming down the line in the very near future. We had so much fun with this that we think it's something we want to do a little more regularly. So stay tuned. We're working out the logistics, but there may be some more contests coming very soon. So you guys will have more chances to participate and more chances to win cool swag.
Indeed. And if you have ideas for cool competitions, contests that we could do that showcase innkeepers and the cool things they're doing within their communities, feel free to post them in the podcast chat in the Discord server. We'd love to hear your ideas. We are still very much brainstorming at this point. We have some ideas, but we definitely want to hear what you guys think would be fun and what you guys want to see from other innkeepers as well.
Almost like we're following our own advice.
Whoa! It's like meta.
It's so meta.
Innkeeper meta. That's the meme, like innkeeper follows own advice.
Yeah.
All right, gang. Well, that's going to pretty much wrap us up for this week. To recap, we pretty much talked mostly about how to keep your tavern healthy and
Bites
happy.
Wants an innkeeper contest creation contest.
You know what? I think we should.
A contest for creating the best contest for an innkeeper contest.
Yes. That's Inception, right?
Oh.
Yeah. And that's innkeeper bites for you. Just
yeah, exactly. All right. Anyway, so we talked about keeping your tavern healthy and happy. And of course, our Witchwood reveal winner. Again, congratulations. All right. Illyri, if people want to follow your exploits in the UHL, where can they find you?
Hi, you can find me on Twitter or Twitch at Illyri, A-L-E-I-R-R-I. I'll be streaming again probably this Friday night. That seems to be a good night for me. Yeah, those are the two places besides the Innkeeper Discord, of course. And I guess in the UHL Discord as well, because that's public. Root, where can people find you?
Well, tonight they could have found me in the actual Twitch channel because I decided to get with the program.
I
and
see
28
that.
Episodes yeah. later? What?
Yeah.
I was in one before. I jumped in earlier. Yeah, so you kids just, I don't know, kidding. You can find me weekly on over at hearthcast.com. We do a show there covering all the Blizzard universe. You can also find me here every Tuesday night. Monday nights, no one's asked me yet, so I guess you guys don't really care, but Monday nights I do a whole other show that is completely, man, I tell you what, it's radio, and the first episode we did, we got censured, which in radio terms means we got our hands slapped because we said things we weren't supposed to say on the radio.
Oh.
So that was scary and fun and exciting.
Now I'm
listening. Yeah, you toned it down a bit, but it's just one of those weird things where I'm waiting for the phone in the station to ring, and I'm waiting for the station manager comes by and gives us the eye a lot. And so we're not.
What did you talk about?
Oh, man, we talk about a lot of things, a lot of crazy current events that are going on, a lot of content, just bizarre content that comes from around the world, current events, a lot of stuff coming out of Florida because of Florida Man, because that's a thing. And just stupid, crazy news events and stories from our lives. But yeah, my co-host has a lot of stories from his life that are, yeah, they're interesting. We'll put it that way.
Is this the one with that guy?
The one with that guy. Okay, sure, I'll go with that.
Is it? What's his name?
The one that used to have that TV show on that channel.
Yeah.
You know, that
no,
guy.
No, this is not
Root
that one.
Root was involved with like 10 podcasts. It's see? See? I didn't know if that was announced. Yeah.
That's not announced yet. That one, we are actually recording episode 0, I believe, tomorrow night.
See, I could have flown it.
You could have flown it out.
I won't do each other.
No, this one, my co-host, his name is Sweet Baby Jay. So.
I love it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll have to share it I'll share it with the Avantes. If anybody else wants to know. Off-topic channel in Discord. Just come in there and ask.
There you go.
I'll share it there. Avantes, how about you, my friend? Where can people find you on the internet?
I'm usually lurking on the Twitter sphere at AvantesHS. And as Root so joyfully pointed out earlier in the show, every Wednesday night at 7:30 Eastern, I am right here on Twitch at twitch.tv/ECMMOGamers with my co-hosts Zeroshio and Versica talking about Hearthstone, because can you ever talk about too much Hearthstone? I don't think so. But yeah. Don't forget, if you haven't joined the Innkeeper Discord, you can do so by going to bit.ly/HSInnkeepers. And check out hsinkeepers.com for all your Fireside Gathering resource needs. Or check out the official Blizzard resources.firesidegatherings.com as well. As we close the show this week, we want to thank you all for joining us in chat live. It's always so much fun to have you here with us. And we really want to thank all of you who are listening at home or on your commutes. You know, the reason we do this is to help, you know, impart things that we've learned, and we hope you guys are learning and incorporating this and making your events better and growing your communities. So thank you all, and we'll see you all again next week.
Be good. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the HS Innkeepers Podcast. For legendary resources and more, go to hsinnkeepers.com.
Schwinghammer.